Hey everybody, it's Chris from Canada, and you're listening to The Bugcast, episode 236.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Some of that. What a start. That was Paradile with Donde Están Las Llaves or something like that. They're Spanish and I'm not very good at Spanish.
I did like that though.
That was a really
very, very upbeat.
Yeah.
Oh, actually.
What?
Looking at their name.
Yeah.
I actually listened to them and nearly included them.
Ah, well, you wouldn't have done because I got their first.
Yeah, but I would then found out it was a duplicate.
So, Paradile are a ska fusion group formed in 2009, made up of several friends from other groups. Ska, reggae, rock, Latin music come together to create a style difficult to classify, in which an insane love for music serves as a bridge between the concerns of seven different musicians who share a common project. If you want to find out more, their website is at paradial.tk. And as I've already said, they are from Spain. So anyway, welcome one and all. This is the podcast episode 236, as ably introduced, second time round, by our co-host for today, Chris from Canada. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Dave.
And Chris is going to, is joining us today to give us a hopefully a bit of insight into the journey to podcasting that she is now doing, and very well indeed, I think so.
Oh, thank you.
Right. Hello, Caroline.
Hello.
Might as well say hello to you as well while we're here.
Yeah.
right, so yes, on tonight's show, usual mix of music and chat, and a chat with Chris. So what we'll do is we'll play another bit a bit of music now, and we'll have a chat in a bit.
Right, so the next track is my selection, and I should really be on the right page, shouldn't I?
Yes. Yes, you should.
The artist is Kyle Cox, and the song is Company.
Church, and I've listened to God, and I think I know what He wants. I've looked for love in all the right places, or at least I thought. I've been to church, and I've listened to God, and I think I know what He wants. But somehow I found myself on my own again.
I'm Yannick of the French podcast Euterpia Radio, and you're listening to the Backcast with Dave and Caroline. Did you know that they were nominated for the European Podcast Award in the Personality of the Year category? So go to thebackcast.org/EPA and vote for the Backcast. You can do that every day, so go there now. Come on, go, go, go!
Hello,
lit a candle, was talking all about our love, and then it fizzled out. I swear the wick it turned to smoke. I tried to light it back up myself, but it took the hands of someone else. There were days all I dreamt was a California shore, and everywhere I looked alone, you know I wanted more. But it wasn't you, babe. Even though I know that I am the lucky one to be here inside your love, and I am the lucky one, the lucky one. Higher than I've been before, and I'm your red wine was spilled upon a wooden floor. You got love that's slipping through the cracks. Is it something you even wanted back? I don't know how you could even try to blame yourself. Babe, this love we got, or only a fool would try to sell. You're my kind of beautiful. Nobody does it quite like you do. So I am the lucky one to be here inside your love. And I am the lucky one, the lucky one. We're gonna see this through. We're gonna work it out. We're gonna see this through. If you kick me out, we're gonna see this through. We're gonna work it out. Even if you run me through, Lord knows you want it to. You lift me up so much higher than I've been before, and any other girl would have punched me square in the jaw. But I'll be old and lonely someday. Will you be old and lonely with me?
Well, that was George Woods with a track called Lucky One. With a classic touch like James Morrison, the folky heart of Ray LaMontagne, and a unique melodic adventurousness, George Woods creates his own signature style of folk funk.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And people in the chat room are saying, this bloke sounds like someone, and I'm pretty certain it was Ray LaMontagne that they were thinking of. Certainly, that's the voice I got. Anyway, if you want to find out more about George Woods, who comes from Boston in Massachusetts in the US, he has a website at georgewoodsmusic.com. And I got that one from CyberPR.
Uh-huh. And before that, Source from Jamendo, which all my tracks this week are, it's Kyle Cox with Company. You can find out more by checking out facebook.com/KyleCoxMusic. He put his location down in Jamendo as Winter Park, USA, but the blurb that I found on Facebook suggests that he's Orlando, Florida. I'm guessing Winter Park is part of that area. He writes songs because he has to. Mostly he performs them himself, but sometimes he's joined by friends. He's a solo artist based out of Orlando, Florida. Currently, he works full-time as a worship coordinator at Summit, composes independent films, writes, records, performs his own music. And he says here that you can find him performing at his favourite dive bars on a Saturday night and then leading worship on a Sunday morning.
Fantastic.
Which I thought was quite...
What a great combination.
Quite a combination, yeah. But yeah, I found him on Jamendo and I quite liked his... It was on one of the... I think he was in the top track list. I think Company was the specific track.
Did you say top artist?
No, that was Mate.
Oh,
Mate,
okay.
Was in the top artist one.
Ah, right. Fair enough.
So that will be coming up soon.
There we go. So let's quickly say hello to everybody who's in the chat room, because we've had a few people arrive in the last few minutes. And somebody who I think is his first time in the chat room. I don't think he's been in there before, is he? He might have been there a couple of times, but...
Mr. JW?
Yes.
I'm sure he's been in the chat
room
before.
Oh, he probably has. Right, okay, let's see who's in there.
Bodie, Chalcahom, Chris from Canada, Core Nominal, Dave Bug, Expat Paul, Justin Wayne, K5 Tux, Kevy, Laney, Meow, Moggers 87, Musical, Popey, P Squid, Shanem, Feru, Thistleweb, and Yannick.
Well done.
I did that without breathing.
I know. Anyway, so thanks guys for listening to us live. If you are listening to this and you haven't listened to us live, please do come and visit us on a Friday night at 9:30 PM UK time at thebugcast.org/live. Right, Chris from Canada.
Yes.
I suppose really the main reason we wanted to get you on the show was to try and get some idea of your journey from listener to podcaster. Now, how long ago was it roughly that Caroline yoinked you out of a community forum to say, come and listen to the podcast?
That would have been back in about spring of 2009. So it was a while ago.
It was quite a while ago, yeah.
3 years
ago? It was, yes.
God, that was me thinking it was only about a year and a half. Wow. Okay.
Feeling old, Dave.
So from there, then, you know, you've become a very regular listener of the Bugcast.
Yeah.
And recently, up until recently, should I say, you have been a regular contributor to the Justin Wayne Show.
Yep.
Justin being in the chat room at the moment. How did that come about?
Well, after listening to you guys and then just the Bugcast for quite a few years, I started listening to some other shows, which didn't start until you guys Rolly did a switch and you did the Dark Compass and he did your show. Then I started listening to other shows and occasionally listened to Justin's show, and then I started chatting with him. I don't remember where, and I asked him if he would take recommendations for a show. He said, well, why don't you come guest host with me? Do a half hour or something on the show whenever you have time. And it just kind of took off from there.
Oh, that's brilliant. I mean, you mentioned the swap with Ro from Dark Compass. That was a best part of 3 years ago as well. So I didn't realize that all these things were, you know, interconnected.
Apparently they are, yeah. I hadn't listened to anything else. I was kind of leery about downloading a whole bunch of different shows and then going, I don't like these ones, or the host bores me, or I can't listen to their voice. So when Rolly did your show, I was like, ooh, he has a nice voice. I could listen to that for hours. And started downloading his show, and it became, last year when I did school, it was the one show I listened to on my 1 hour commute. So I could get two shows in a day of his.
Excellent.
It was quite nice. And it was better than listening to the radio.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think most people can agree with you on that one. So, okay. So from contributing to the Justin Wayne show with your half hour segments, how did you then approach the idea of hosting your own podcast?
A couple other different hosts suggested that I was doing well with Justin's show and that I should consider doing my own show. So I popped a post up on my blog saying, what do you think? Should I? You know, what's involved? Asked a bunch of questions and hummed and hawed over it for a while. And then out of the blue one day, Stuart sent me an email saying he was contemplating asking me this question for quite a while. And he wanted to have a Canadian regional show on Insomnia Radio. And would I be interested in doing it?
And that was off the back of him hearing you with your contributions to the Justin Wayne show?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah. He's taken care of most of the stuff. And up until the recent show, he did all the posting of the show notes and putting it on the server. And I actually did that all myself this week. I'm quite proud of myself. I only made a few little mistakes.
Excellent. And that was episode 4, right?
Correct.
Yes, that we appeared on as well, didn't we?
Yes, you did. With the favorite bumper that you sent me.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was probably the only one we planned to do. All the rest were, you know, top of head type of thing.
Well, sometimes those ones are better, but you never know. So I'm building up a little file of different bumpers I can play now.
Yeah, and I need more. So anybody listening, you know, for the Bugcast, if you'd like to have a bumper on there and hear your voice on one of the best podcasts in the world, then don't laugh at me. That wasn't funny. Then please do drop us a line. So when Stuart approached you with a view to taking on Insomnia Radio Canada, Did you bite his hand off, or were you, you know, how did you react to that?
I was a little bit shocked and kind of flattered that he'd asked me, and I had to sit down and we emailed back and forth for a couple of weeks because I wasn't sure I had the time to do a whole show all by myself. And I talked to my family and tried to figure things out and would I be able to balance it. And the original plan was to do one show once a month and be about an hour long show. Well, it hasn't quite worked out that way.
No, it hasn't, has it?
No, because I only started in September and it's just into November and I've already done four shows. Show five's half planned out already.
You did two shows in less than 2 weeks, didn't you?
I did. There had been a whole bunch of Canadian music submitted to Insomnia Radio that Stuart forwarded to me. So I had a big backlog of music to search through. So there was enough there for probably almost three shows.
Brilliant. I mean, I know you said on episode four that the supply of music has dried up slightly.
Not nearly as much as what I had, and I have permission to play some stuff. I'm waiting on artists to send me CDs because they don't want me to just download stuff. So right now I think I'm waiting on four different artists in Canada to send me their CDs, and some of them I've been waiting for 4 weeks already.
So where are you getting your music from?
Some of it that people are actually have found me and sent me stuff. Some off Jamendo, some off SoundCloud. I've spent a lot of time contacting bands on Reverb Nation, because that one you're actually able to set your location and search for local groups. So I'm getting a lot of groups out of Guelph.
Right. You make use of any PR agencies, is what I was trying to say.
I haven't yet. I'm still, I suppose, getting my feet wet, finding out where all these sources of music are out there and trying to make use of as many as I can.
Yeah, which makes perfect sense. Now, do you think that, I mean, obviously Insomnia Radio Canada has kicked off with a spectacular blast. And from what I can see, you've been getting really good feedback from people about how the show's going. Do you think that being part of Insomnia Radio has helped you along as a podcaster? Do you think that had you decided to go on this independently, that it wouldn't be as successful as it has been?
I think I've got more people listening and I'm getting a lot more feedback because I am part of the Insomnia Radio family. And I think I've got a lot more support there than if I was just doing it independently. Independently, I'm not sure I'd even have a show up yet because, well, it's finding space on a server and all that fun stuff. And I'm still the poor starving student, even though, you know, I'm older and family and stuff, but it's just not in our budget right now. So the fact that Stuart's hosting everything for me has been absolutely fabulous and been a great help.
Where do you see yourself in terms of podcasting? What's the future for you as a podcaster?
I have no clue. I'm just trying to take it one show at a time and see where things go. I'm helping Justin out again in a few weeks and taking over the show because he's got thesis stuff to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I have no big plans yet. I have no great inspiring ideas, just taking things one day at a time.
But the main thing is you're enjoying it.
Currently, absolutely. And when it stops being fun, I'll stop doing it. But
yeah.
So far, it's fun and I enjoy it, and I'm still listening to a whole bunch of other shows, and a few other hosts have been nice and going, hey, you should go listen to this show of mine because I played some Canadian stuff.
Yeah.
We should make a note that if we play Canadian stuff to tip the nod to
you did a couple of weeks ago.
We should make a point of playing Canadian stuff.
Yeah, 12 artists in a year and a half, tisk.
Is that really? Is that all we've done? Because I always thought we played a lot of Canadian.
I'm quite disturbed, Chris. You've actually gone back and gone through our year and a half's playlist to work out how many Canadian artists we have played.
Yeah, it's not a lot. And the same goes for Rolly. He doesn't play a ton of Canadian stuff either. He plays a lot of German stuff. A lot.
Well, if it's his hard stuff, I think a lot of the hard stuff is German.
Comes out of German anyway, yeah.
Yeah, no, I was just going through his darn cup. It's not his metal stuff, so...
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
I have to say, it's quite rare that I would go through Jamendo by country. I've done it in the past because I did it for Japanese, didn't I? I decided to do let's see how many songs I could find from Japan.
Mm.
But yeah,
I haven't been able to make Jamendo do country searches since they switched their format.
It is a really awful interface. It is possible, it's just a faff.
Yeah, it's not a fun interface anymore.
You do a normal search, so search for whatever genre you're after, and then you go for the advanced bit, and that's when you can decide, you can add the country to narrow it down.
Ah, see, I haven't done that kind of search lately.
Yeah. It sometimes pulls up some decent stuff.
Yeah, but like you say, not necessarily country-based stuff.
No, not usually, but I haven't found anything I've absolutely hated on Jamendo yet, so this is a good thing.
Hmm. Well, from the songs that you've played on your show, I've certainly picked up some really good stuff on there, so I think we should start using you as a music source. Particularly if you're concentrating on the Canadian stuff. Yeah, exactly. Although I'm really impressed you played Chasing Eidolon on the first show.
Well, they're one of my recent favorite discoveries, and Alvin from the band has been in contact with me, so when they put new stuff out, they'll be sending it to me.
Mm.
So when he released Supernova, which was their first new thing since the first album, he made sure I knew about it, so that was kind of neat.
Yeah,
and so he did a bumper for me, too.
Yes, I heard it.
Yeah, that was quite wonderful.
Yeah, just trying to see how many times we've played Chasing Eidolon. And it, oh, okay, so only once.
Only once?
Only once.
Disappointing. I played them on the Justin Wayne show, too.
Trying to see which one it was. Set Me Free.
It's one of the better ones.
In fact,
I think I played that one on Justin's show.
Yeah. I don't think you played this one on Insomnia Radio Canada yet. But on that show, when we played Chasing Eidolon, we played two Canadian tracks that week.
Mm-hmm.
We played Jamie Rumley.
Yeah, and I have some of Jamie's stuff set up for show 5, I think.
Excellent stuff. Right, well, we are talking to Chris from Canada, from Insomnia Radio Canada, and we're going to play a little bit more music, and we'll have another bit of a chat afterwards.
Yes. So the next track is my choice. It is an artist called Mate, and the song is called Morning Light.
Complain about the weather with a serious look in your eyes. Baby, it won't get any better if you stay home. I'd rather go out and see how the sun goes down to bed, and then lie awake and whisper what a day it's been. And I won't come home tonight, but you can join me if you want to, then we'll So people wonder where I'm heading. Honestly, I wouldn't know. Just walking down the streets here, all the signs are known. Where do we go from here? The moon shines bright at night. Just lie down and look back. What a beautiful time. This is what a beautiful night. The sun. But you can join me if you want to, then we'll see the morning light. Knowing that we'll never forget. And I won't come home tonight. But you can join me if you want to, then we'll. There's only birds and the sea.
silence with me. Maybe I go to the shore and sleep in the shade of the palm trees, and then finally wake up and realize I didn't dream.
British tunely music is remarkable old. Wasp waste and swivel hippie artists and kicking out the legs, girls and boys of both types, yes, from Johnny Groats in Bonnie Scotland to the end of the landing, are laying down fantastic old tunes all the tight-o, and knockers all on rotated discus. Runny now, as light as quickening, on the surf load and into Webby to the Made in the UK show. At madeintheukshow.co.uk. Deep joy. Here, a multipod of UK cast poodles, in excited times all bubble happy, will bring you Freeload of Chargebold, the best and most bright shiniest of all the ivory tinkles and twangy G-strings with bang 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 on the big bass drummy that this fairy island has to offer Nonna. Remembold, madeintheukshow.co.uk. Goodbye, load.
I don't know, how could I tell you if I loved you or just the color of your ruined smile? Still, I would like to stay here for a little while. And if you knew, and kind and gently touch my soul, would you be more than just a ruin? Please let me stay here for a little while. And it's because you say it all.
You really feel, so beat you to yourself.
Now, for me, I love that track. It had a, it,
I liked it.
It had a little bit of... it's the kind of song you might expect a boy band to create at Christmas. Now, I realise that that might be very offensive, so I do apologise to the band now. But that was Lois with a track called Be True to Yourself. Now, Lois song from Nottingham. We have played them a number of times on the podcast. They are an emerging four-piece band comprising John Selby, Rich Spencer, Lee Matziak and Adrian Maguire. Influenced by some of the greatest British and US bands of the 60s and early 70s, Lois have crafted a characteristic sound all of their own that blends a retro-tinged coolness with a fresh and exciting modern edge. Lois gigs regularly around Nottingham. Lois gig regularly. Now, they've kind of put it in there as a plural, but it's not. Lois gigs regularly around Nottingham and have successfully been chosen to support Cooler Shaker, The Jam, The Rifles, and most recently The Tribes on their respective
There's
tour dates.
There's a name for you, Cooler Shaker.
Yeah.
I used to love
Didn't
them.
Didn't we know somebody that had a nephew that was in Cooler Shaker?
Hayley Mills. The actress is Hayley Mills. It was Crispin Mills. It's his nephew.
No, someone we knew.
Oh, no.
Gloria. Didn't...
Well...
Didn't she have somebody that had family in Cooler Shaker?
Possibly.
Duh, whatever. Anyway, so if you want to find out more about Lois, their website is loistheband.com. And very many thank you to Adrian Maguire, who actually works at the same company that I do, who sent us that track.
Yes, and before that, it was Mate with Morning Light. We have played Mate before on show 211 with a track called Ellen, which I chose.
Is it Mate or Marte? Sorry, geeky joke there.
In Facebook, it's Mate, because the other option to say it is M8. So I would say it's Mate.
Wasn't it in capital letters in one previous incarnation? So we weren't sure whether it was M-A-T-E or not.
Possibly.
Hmm.
But basically, it's from Trier in Germany. The only website he's given is youtube.com/officialmatemusic with M8 rather than the word mate.
Hmm.
This I found about this track because I have a habit when we're playing when I choose musicians or artists to play on here, I generally add them to Facebook or wherever so I can keep an eye on them and keep up with any. And he mentioned that the he was one of the top artists on Germany. He was number two actually, and Morning Light was the one that was linked. So that shows you it does work, keeping in touch with the artists. In 2009, he actually teamed up with singer and songwriter and producer Johannes Buhler. And with the support of his new writing partner, he created the song for his second EP, Every Now and Again, which they released in early 2012. Morning Light and Aimless Journeys were both featured on two German radio stations. So it's done well. The song that we played previously, Ellen, has been remixed worldwide.
I can't remember that song.
It was pretty decent.
Yeah, oh no, I don't doubt it, but I just can't remember how it goes.
But there you go.
Indeed. So there you have it.
Oh, just to let you know that Mate actually is Matthias Lechner.
Trying to see if that actually comes out of his name. I mean, Matt obviously comes out of his name. Whatever. So there we go. We are talking on this episode to Chris from Canada, the host of the very newly created Insomnia Radio Canada. Chris, you were telling us during the songs that you have recently started submitting your Creative Commons music choices to CC Hits.
Yes, I have.
What was the driving force behind that? I mean, obviously, the whole Creative Commons things, you know, we were all bought into that. But why did you want to?
Well, John contacted me and asked me if I'd be interested, and I thought, well, why haven't I been doing it all along? You guys are about the only other show I know that does it on a regular basis, so I figured, what the heck?
Well, not anymore, apparently.
Not anymore. You're not the only one. You can't complain about that anymore. Because John tells me you were complaining about it.
Oh, I never complained about it. If anything, I like to rub people's faces in it.
Oh, that you're the only one doing it?
I wouldn't say that I'm not the only one. There are a number of other contributors.
Yeah, so I submitted 2 tracks last week, and then I went back when John was showing me how to set things up, and we did the one from the first show. So last week, I don't remember which 2 tracks it was even. Oh, that's kind of horrid. The week before, it was from show 1, it was Chasing Eidolon.
Mm.
I think it was the Silence Industry last week, which is a band I'm pretty sure you guys have played.
The which one? Sorry?
The Silence Industry?
It was
either you guys or the Dark Compass that had played it.
I don't think Silence Industry is one of the ones that we've played.
So I've got notes on it somewhere, but I'd have to dig them out. I kept track of what Canadian bands you guys were playing so I could go back and search them out and check them out and see if I wanted to play them.
Fair enough, Ski. I did actually ask in the chat room if anybody wanted to ask you any specific questions. I've not had anything from anybody, sadly. I suppose thank you very much indeed for joining us and sharing a bit of insight into the whole Insomnia Radio Canada story for us.
Sorry, I completely missed that.
Oh, sorry. I was saying thank you, basically.
Oh, you're welcome. Sorry, I spaced out there for a moment.
No, that's fine. I do that all the time, particularly when Caroline's talking to me. But
it's a day thing.
It's good to have you on here and to get an insight into how you've travelled from the time when Caroline pulled you into the chat room to, you know, branching out and doing your own podcast. And it's been good to see. So why don't you tell everybody listening on this wonderful podcast about your wonderful podcast and where they can find it.
It's at canada.insomniaradio.net. And right now there's 4 shows up, and I've been playing Canadian artists from all across Canada. Genre does not matter to me as long as it's good music. So last week, for example, I had something that would border on being a combination of pop and metal, a piano kind of classical person, some stuff that was kind of bluesy, jazzy. I played just about everything. So it's nice to be able to play any genre I want and support some local artists. And if anybody's listening, I do get to have some fun this weekend coming up. My friend Heather Dale has a concert in Hamilton, and she's granted me permission to record the show and play it back whenever I want on the podcast.
Oh, that is wicked.
Brilliant.
I think we played Heather Dale on our show from your recommendation as well.
I was just looking for it.
Yes, she did. And I played her on the Justin Wayne show, probably the last show I did. Because I also played some Whiskey Bards, which is another group that I know through the SCA. And I contacted Heather and said, so I'm going to be at this concert you're doing. Can I record it? Can I play it back on the podcast? And she went, absolutely. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, because this is the first time I think I'm going to actually be able to follow through on going to see one of the groups I want to play. I've had 2 opportunities to go see Persist live, and stuff's gone amok the day of both times, and I haven't been able to make it to either of the shows.
Oh, well, I hope you enjoy the Heather Dale one, and if you do get to speak to her, say hi from the podcast.
Will do.
It's quite surprising. I've picked up from since as long as we've been doing the podcast that artists very quickly become your best friends because they realise that there's something in it for everybody. You're promoting their art for no cost. And
yeah, free promotion is always good.
Exactly. But at the same time, we're getting promoted by them. It's a wonderful circle. So for you to be building up relationships with artists in that way so quickly, it's just a very good indication of how powerful that relationship is.
Well, I've been lucky. I've known Heather for over 15 years now. So she actually played at my wedding.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I was very lucky. I was like, barter system. She got free dinner and I got some music for the first dance and for during the ceremony. So that was kind of nice. She came up and played Hammer Dulcimer for us.
Excellent. We'll work for food, definitely.
Well, that's a nice little system that goes on in the SCA is bartering. So it's an art form that's not lost.
Well, it's lost over in this part of the world because, you know, we British, we don't barter anymore. It's not considered the right thing to do.
No, that's a shame.
Mm. Even in markets, people don't barter. You get a market seller that's selling something for a price and we'll just go out and pay it. We don't try and knock them down.
Wow. You can't do that most of the stores here either. It's a shame, but, you know, that's the way the world's gone.
Indeed. So, anyway, once again, thank you very much indeed for joining us. We haven't finished yet. We have some more music to play from our side anyway, but you're welcome to stay until the end.
Oh, I will. Don't worry.
Good stuff. Caroline.
Yes, it's my track, isn't it?
It certainly is.
This is an artist called Law, although it's Law hyphen. I'm not quite sure how that
works. Law apostrophe, yes.
Law apostrophe, Law, sorry. And the track is called Do Ya.
My name's Rowley, and when I'm wandering the streets of London aimlessly, I love to listen to the podcast.
You didn't have to see it through, and if you didn't, who would have blamed you? You didn't have a thing to prove, a thing to gain, much more to lose. If I were you, I would have lost my number long ago, but you stayed.
never saw something inside of me that I couldn't see in myself. I was too caught up in my own hell when I pushed everybody else away. You stayed.
That rather beautiful piece of music was You Stayed by Jen Foster. Nashville-based Jen Foster has released her latest project, You Stayed. The EP is a dedication to her fans who have continued to help the native Texan achieve independent status. She's an award-winning singer-songwriter who regularly sells out shows across the country and runs her own label, Foster Child Records. The special bond she has created with her fans through live shows and her use of social media has helped her to build a career that is the envy of many major label artists. Foster and her team tapped into that energy to spread the word about her latest project. "You Stayed is a love letter to my fans," says Foster. "The entire recording is a tribute to the fans who have not only stayed, but supported her through the ups and downs of her musical career."
Uh-huh.
If you want to find out more about her, her website is jenfoster.com. And I tell you something, I'm going to pick out some more of her stuff.
Yeah, it was very nice. The piano part, it sounded very familiar. But the song didn't. It was just that beginning bit. Which is why I looked at you and said, ooh.
Hang on a second. Hungry Lucy. Sunday Smiled.
Yes.
No, Voyeur.
Voyeur, yes. That's what it reminds me of, definitely. And before that, it was Law with Do Ya. From Paris in France, again, sourced from Jamendo. The website is lawofficiel.com, with an E rather than an A.
But you can check the show notes for all the links of the artists that we have.
Law is a singer of French origin. She presents her first solo album, which is produced by the Dada Weatherman, who we actually played back on show 210.
Oh, yes.
So I couldn't find out whether she was part of the Dada Weathermen or whether she was just somebody the Dada Weatherman had helped. But either way, it was quite nice to find an artist and then finally link back to an artist that we'd already played.
Hmm. There you go.
So there you go.
Well then, that was our penultimate track. So next week, the Bugcast episode 237 may or may not be broadcast live in the Bugcast chat room at thebugcast.org/live at 9:30 PM UK time. The reason being, on Friday the 16th of November, the reason being is we have visitors, so I don't know whether we'll be doing a live show. You will get a show, and I'm hoping that we will be in a position to be able to stream it. However, it will not be a live broadcast. Or may not, should I say, be a live broadcast. We'll let you know nearer the time. Keep an eye out on social networking, and we'll make sure you're informed. If you'd like to drop us an email, please send an email to feedback@thebugcast.org. You can also go to the website at thebugcast.org and also visit our suggestion box, which is also linked from that front page, to suggest music. Now, Charcolom has suggested some music to us. He did that last week, but we've not played it yet. But we will be doing so, hopefully, in a future show. So that's pretty much it. Chris, do you just want one more time to give your show a plug and let people know, A, where the website is, and also if they want to get in contact with you?
Sure, why not? The main page is canada.insomniaradio.net. All four shows are listed there. That is the short URL, as was pointed out to Justin earlier tonight. And if they want to get a hold of me and submit tracks or send in some recommendations, that would be chris@insomniaradio.net.
Awesome stuff. Chris, thanks once again for joining us on this show.
Yeah, very much so.
And apologies for the, what's the word, shoddy nature of the whole setup, because it's been a long time since we did a live interview. So apologies for you being a guinea pig, basically.
No, I don't mind being a guinea pig.
Excellent
stuff. It's nice to be on the show.
Yeah, well, it's been great having you here.
So you need to play more Canadian stuff.
We will do so. We consider ourselves formally and officially rebuked. Okay, so it's last song time then, yep. Caroline.
And we're actually playing a UK track, because whilst you're saying that we don't play enough Canadian stuff, we tend to not play enough UK stuff either.
We've played one more UK track this week.
I know. I'm just saying, in general, we tend to find quite an eclectic mix of places.
I think, don't tell Chris this, but I think we should do a Canadian special, but don't tell her.
Yeah. Anyway, the artist here is Hot Fiction, and the track is called Thump. You can find out more by checking out hotfiction.co.uk. They are a rock band from England comprising of a drummer and a guitarist. The drummer is Andy Yao, and the guitarist is Simon Miller. Their music creates the same blood-in-the-guts feeling that the best of the music, blues music does, but it has charm and atmosphere all of its own. Now, one of the things about this act is it's a rather unusual setup. There's only two people, a drummer and a guitarist, but the singer is actually the drummer.
That's very unusual. I've not seen anything like that since Phil Collins.
Mm.
He used to drum and play and sing at the same time, which is very unusual to watch.
But that's what drew me to this. The fact that the singer is the drummer, not the guitarist.
Mm.
So anyway, this is Hot Fiction with Thump.
And we'll catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya. Thumb.
that's why you always stay. You got a rhythm I can't work with, and you know I've got all day. Need some pick me up, need some lay me down, need a place to jump, I need some fun. Some thumb. Give me some thumb.
Podcast submits its Creative Commons tracks to cchits.net, the site where you make the charts. If you have enjoyed these tracks, please vote for them using the links in the show notes. Or if you want to get even more involved, visit cchits.net.
Shut up!